The Lord be with you.
With your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Oftentimes, when people criticize us Catholics for our pro-life position, they criticize us by saying we're really only pro-birth. But if you've been sitting in the pews here at Holy Family for more than a few seconds, you know that's not true. You know that, I mean, certainly we are pro-birth, but we're also pro-moms, pro-children, pro-life from conception until natural death. We are pro-education. We are pro helping the poor. We are pro-life and everything that that entails. October is Respect Life Month. And this weekend in particular, we focus on helping moms in need. But Father, you might be asking, how is this at all related to the gospel? Well, I'll tell you. The 10 lepers in the gospel today, if you noticed, shouted from a distance. There was this great separation between the lepers and the rest of the community. They were outcasts in the very literal sense of the term. They had extra laws and rules set down about what they could do, what they couldn't do, where they could go, who they could contact and be in touch with, who, like, their entire lives were regulated by the laws of this community. Now, these laws regarding the lepers weren't meant to cause them harm or be a burden, but it was meant to keep instead the community healthy and safe. Because at the time, there was no cure, there's no medicine to treat leprosy. And so it really was for the health of the community. And yet these laws did cause hardships and were undoubtedly a burden on all of the lepers. The laws themselves separated these people from the rest of the community and really, truly made them outcasts. In our own culture, in our own history, this has been true for single, unwed mothers. They would be cast off, sent away, forced to beg for scraps of food just so they didn't starve. All because the cultural norms, the cultural laws demanded it. Still today, we hear of young girls getting pregnant and their own families shunning them, kicking them out of the house to fight for their very lives. Even if we have made great strides in charity towards overcoming this and helping this vulnerable population, these things still happen today. And it's on each of us to do what we can to help them, to feed them, to clothe them, to house them. This is what they are due merely out of justice. But back to the lepers. Out of the 10 who were healed, out of the 10 who were admitted back into the culture, the society that exiled them, only one returned to give thanks to Christ for the miracle that he had performed. Only one. Winston Churchill loved to tell a story of a little boy who fell off a pier into the deep ocean waters below. As the boy was struggling against the waves, against the stormy sea, an old sailor, heedless of the great danger to himself, dove in after him to save him. He struggled with the boy for what seemed like hours and finally, exhausted, brought him safely to shore. A day later, The boy's mother came with the boy in tow to the same pier, trying to find the sailor who rescued her son. Upon finding him, she asked, "You're the one that dove into the ocean to bring my boy out?" "Well, of course I am," the sailor replied. The mother, angry, demanded, "Where's his hat?" Gratitude is an essential part of being Christian. The Christian way of life is being thankful. It's part of who we are at our core. If you don't believe me, we gather around this altar every single day, every single Sunday, but every day as well, to celebrate the Eucharist. The Eucharist itself, that term in Greek means thanksgiving. So the entirety of the Christian culture, the culture that God has tried to help cultivate throughout the centuries, really is made up of gratitude, of being thankful. And it's hard to be thankful, hard to be grateful for things, particularly because as humans, we're so often tempted to focus on the bad, focus on the negative things in life. Oh, I stubbed my toe, or I got a bad grade, or, you know, like the client fell through, and that completely consumes like your mental processes. But if we can force ourselves at the end of each day to look back over the moments throughout our day and reflect and find where God has been present, where he's graced our lives, it completely changes the world around us, completely changes it. And so gratitude is essential for the Christian spiritual life. Sometimes our gratitude comes forth as words, a thank you to God, a thank you to other people. Sometimes it's a little note, handwritten note, thanks for that, appreciate it. But it also has to be, doesn't have to be, but sometimes it is more than that. God, if we're paying attention, God will push us to do something more, to show our thanks for the goodness that he's shown to us. It could be words of encouragement that he wants us to pass on to the next generation. It could be, I don't know, any number of things. You guys have your own lives you can reflect on. I can't come up with all the ideas. But sometimes it's a gesture, a gift, or even a small donation in thanksgiving. But that comes when we're more attentive to our heart, more attentive to the movements of God within us. And we become that way when we can actually look back on our lives and start to give thanks for all that he has done for us. And so one of the ways that hopefully God is pushing in our lives once in a while is to be able to help moms in need. Could be a helping hand, could be donations of food or clothing, it could be cash, it could be whatever. But hopefully that's one of those thankful things, a way that we're showing thanks to God in addition to the words, the prayers that we offer him. My brothers and sisters, our Lord constantly heals us. We're the lepers. We're the ones who go off and 1 out of 9 come back to say thank you. And so it's on us to turn back to him every single time and give him thanks. To turn and give thanks to him and then go and do likewise to help those in need. And now we have a very short video which will start momentarily.
My name is Allison Simpson. I've been a parishioner here at Holy Family for over 25 years. I'm here today to talk to you about a very centrally held Catholic belief of respect for life. Respect for life at all stages, under all circumstances. I'm privileged to be associated with Mary Vail. Mary Vail is a ministry of the Daughters of Charity, and it has been around in Southern California for over 166 years, serving children and their families who are underserved, who live on the margins, who have no one to help or support them. Recently, we opened a new program in Rosemead called Seton House, named after St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, who was a daughter of charity. Seton House is a six-month transitional residential program for homeless young mothers and their small children. It is not an overnight shelter. It is a comprehensive program that gives these mothers a full set of support services. Everything from case management to group and individual therapy to financial literacy, assistance with job and educational placement, and possibly most important, to find permanent housing. It is our hope that at the end of their stay with us at Seton House, these mothers will have changed the trajectory of their lives and will be able to move into permanent housing and fully support themselves and their children. We would be delighted to have any of you who are interested in learning more about Seton House to visit us at our Rosemead campus. We would like to share with you this program and give you a view into its day-to-day operations. And I urge you to think about carrying out our Catholic belief in supporting life, encouraging life, and helping those who are less fortunate than we are through all the stages of their lives. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time today.